listening to O'Donnell on Technology on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's the only doctor to ever succeed without surgical tools, without malpractice insurance, and he hardly ever washes his hands before he goes to work. How does he survive? He's Dr. Rom.
Yes, indeed, he is the one and only Dr. Rom with us each and every Saturday morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's a nice... kind of blue sky day down here in San Carlos, kind of nippy out, but it ain't going to rain, which is great.
Well, that is a good thing. That is definitely a good thing. Yeah, it's looking pretty good in the city, too, as a matter of fact, actually. It's got some sunshine.
We should be able to get in our soccer game later this afternoon.
There you go. We got one in this morning. It was dicey. They said no, and then they said yes, and then no, then yes, and so.
I know. You get familiar with those field hotlines.
Exactly.
Speaking of phone calls, there's a transition.
There you go.
This week I wanted to talk about this great conference that I attended last week in San Francisco, put on by the folks at O'Reilly Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they built a conference around the emerging telephony revolution or new technology that's become available.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an important subject for almost anybody listening, because there's a bit of a revolution going on that a lot of people don't know about. But it has big effects, or it's going to have big effects on our regular lives, and especially if you're a entrepreneur looking for a new business opportunity and you've got some data, or you want to deliver some data to people. There's new capabilities in the kind of merging of telephony technology with the web that make possible stuff that's never happened before, and it's very cool. There's been a lot of developments or publicity lately in the telephone world, with eBay buying Skype, which Skype, many of you know, is the kind of leading client for Windows or Macs or Linux machines for making voice over IP phone calls. For virtually nothing, you can call anybody else who has a Skype software client on their machine and talk forever for next to nothing. eBay bought them. Google has introduced Google Talk, which is essentially voice over IP through Google. And Yahoo has added voice capability to Yahoo Messenger. So those are the three kind of big developments that signal the movement by the big software companies to embrace telephony. And you heard a lot of mention of the word disruption at this conference. There were a number of different panels and talks about the new technology, and nearly everybody was making the point that this has the a real likelihood that it's going to disrupt the business of telephones and making calls and all the businesses that are based on making calls severely, just because prices are plunging. There's brand new technology that's not regulated like the old telephone companies are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really quickly and dramatically changing world. One of the biggest developments and one that was highlighted at the conference is a open-source PBX software package called Asterisk. And Asterisk was developed and supported now by a company called Digium. And basically, Asterisk runs on any Linux box. It's free, and you can download it, configure it. It takes a bit of configuration, naturally. But when you're done, you can run it on low-cost hardware and create a full-on PBX and connect it. It interfaces to the existing telephone system, or even another proprietary PBX you might have from Nortel or from Cisco or another manufacturer. And it gives you all of the features that we expect from a high-end telephone system, with conference calling, voice over IP, complete voicemail system, all sorts of stuff, plus what they call IVR, which is interactive voice response. That's the, you know, push this button to talk to that person, or
mm-hmm.
if you want more information about that, push this. Plus, it has speech recognition and text-to-speech conversion all built into it, again, for free, with great development tools. And the kind of pieces and extensions and developer community building around it that really signals a great future for very exciting add-on capabilities.
That's great. But now, how does that impact all of us?
Well, it impacts all of us in kind of an analogous way to how the web has impacted us. The web has kind of shrunk down distances, right, so that people on one side of the world can put up web pages or present information or interact with you all the way across the world through the web, right? And it's costs almost nothing because the internet, infrastructure is available to everybody. It's an open infrastructure. You can't do this now, or you couldn't do this with telephone conversations. You couldn't connect somebody here in California with a person who had information or knowledge in China and have them talk for, you know, a long period of time and share the knowledge without paying a lot of money, a few years ago. Now with voice over IP, that's possible. You know, you can do that for next to nothing, and it kind of shrinks or eliminates that cost component in a business that you might want to build about the transfer of information or knowledge. And there's new companies that are kind of taking advantage of that changing dynamic. One of them, for instance, a company I got really interested in at the show, is called Spark Parking. And Spark kind of combines two new technologies. They combine this ability to have free voice over IP calls plus a sophisticated IVR system that allows you to essentially make payments using your credit card in an automated fashion, so that very little overhead to Spark Parking to allow you to call them, give your credit card, and make a payment. What they've combined with that is a sensor system. They've designed and they're having manufactured sensors that can be glued down on pavement. And here's kind of how the system works. You drive into a parking lot or a parking garage or even on the street. You drive into a parking spot, and as your car stops, the sensor detects the fact that the car is there, and it instantly communicates via Wi-Fi or even a cell phone network to the central server managed by Spark Parking, and they know that that spot has now been taken, and it's cost nothing essentially to transfer that information.
Mm-hmm.
You, as the parker, have a few minutes, maybe 15 minutes, to make a call from your cell phone if you have one, from a public phone that might be there in the parking area, or from your office phone when you get to your office, and talk to the IVR system at Spark and give the number of the parking spot that you just parked in, which was written on the pavement below your car. And you punch that in and then provide your credit card number or your account number and hang up. You then return to your car later, simply drive off. If you're in a parking garage, you don't have to go through a gate. You don't have to deal with a parking lot attendant. You don't have to fish for quarters if you were at street parking. All that's eliminated. You simply drive away. You get then a voice message, or you get a text message on your phone or an email that says you parked at such and such location from this time to that time, and the charge was, you know, $2. At the end of the month, you can get a report, you know, that lists all of your parking charges with Spark Parking.
That is interesting, although, you know, it's going to take a lot of infrastructure work to make something like that happen, but it's certainly an interesting concept.
Absolutely, but you can see the technical and the cost advantages of eliminating so much overhead in just the collection of money and the, you know, meter maids running around chalking tires in a, you know, parking area. One of the real advantages that spins out of a business like this is the real-time information you collect about where cars are parked. So cities or big parking management services can install these sensors and do quick and inexpensive surveys to figure out who's using their spots, when they're using the spots, where there might be need for additional parking. And once it's in place, you can deliver that information real time to parking lot enforcement people who might want to go out and tow or, you know, ticket a car that's parked in a fire lane or parked on Geary Boulevard at 4 o'clock, blocking one of the critical commuter lanes. We all benefit from that if they can get rid of those cars quicker. But more exciting to me is the fact that me, as a frustrated parker driving into downtown San Francisco, may in the future be able to see on the screen of my cell phone or my PDA a map of downtown that shows parking spots that are available on the street or in a garage or wherever.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, I can certainly see some of that. Like you said, you got to have the technology capabilities in place first and then see what people can come up with on a creativity and business model basis. So.
Right, exactly. That's the point. The merging of telephony with low-cost computing power and web technology enables this kind of application that couldn't be done before because the cost would be astronomical in adapting a proprietary PBX made by, you know, Cisco to actually be able to do the sophisticated IVR work that this requires. One of the other interesting companies at the conference was Voxio, who hosts IVR systems. If you're if you've got a good idea about data you want to deliver via voice, via phone calls, to anybody in the world, and your source of data may be web pages or might be an RSS feed that's pretty easy to set up now on the net.
Sure.
You can go to Voxio, and they will host your phone system. They'll provide a toll-free number people can call. You can then use their tools to record your prompts and kind of design your control structure or your menu tree that leads people through, you know, pushing different buttons to get to the data they want. You can teach it, you know, the right sort of speech recognition. You can, you know, select from many different personalities or voices that they provide for text-to-speech conversion. So you can actually, you know, grab a feed of data, you know, real-time weather or customer information or traffic information or whatever, grab that off the net from publicly available free sources, run it through an IVR system like this, have, you know, people call in, pay you to get the information, and they can select, you know, whether they want a sexy female to read the information to them or a or a brusque male or whatever, and kind of build a system like that for very little cost and, you know, test out whether you've got a new business opportunity or not.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very inspired by this conference, and I'm always excited about new technology, particularly when it offers up new business opportunities. And I think this is one that really does that. Spark Parking was a great example of how people are cleverly applying, you know, new technologies and new capabilities to improve the, you know, the world around us. And there were lots of others at the conference, too.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, folks, if you want to find out more about some of these new technologies and companies and opportunities, we've got links to several of these things that Dr. Ron was talking about for Voxio, Spark Parking, the Skype Journal, as well as Asterisk. So thank you, sir, as always. Really appreciate all the information, and we'll look forward to seeing what you're able to find for us again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob.
All right, you take care. That is Dr. Ron. All right.